the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, we got week 5 on the horizon. My beloved Bears got the victory last night. Tom Brady had a senior moment. Doesn't really know how. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got another down. Refs, I got no, Tom, you're done. Oh, really? Well, there you go. Tampa Bay goes down by a point. I nailed that yesterday and taking the Bears on the money line. But we're going to really focus on some player props in today's full Week 5 card breakdown. But give me a game that you are most looking forward to seeing on the main slate this weekend.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird for me because, Brad, when we do the podcast on Monday, we'll talk about the Monday night game because I got to be honest with you, that New Orleans Chargers game has me really intrigued when we get to Monday night. But in terms of Sunday's slate, I know you're going to think I'm nuts. I'm actually looking forward to Jacksonville and Houston. Mm. And the reason why is I want to see if it was, in fact, the B.O.B. in Houston that was holding the Texans and such back. Is there going to be this dark cloud that has blown away from the Houston team and they're actually going to start to perform with some of the talent on that team? Or do they actually just plain suck?
Yeah, we get the Justin Herbert show as well on Monday night. I'm looking forward to that, too. And I agree that Jacksonville-Houston is a kind of a fascinating matchup there. We may have a player prop in regards to that game here momentarily. I'm looking forward to the primetime game in Minnesota and Seattle because the total's 57 over everything player props-wise. Nothing available yet at tape time at DraftKings Sportsbook, but I'm really looking forward to seeing those lines go live. And I'm probably going to deplete all of the funds in the coffers on every single over imaginable. So just warning everybody now to hashtag fade the noise. Be prepared. And look, if you want to get in on any of the action in Jacksonville, Houston, or Minnesota, Seattle, or on Monday night looking ahead to the Chargers and Saints, do it right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And add a little excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the app now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings has phenomenal odds boost every single Sunday to help you make it rain. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Here's what you need to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up and you get an opportunity to get up to a $1,000 sign up bonus. That's code FTN to get a sign up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Friday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, starting things off in a game that really nobody wants to watch unless you are wagering or you got a little fantasy action on it. Arizona and the Puddle Jumpers of New York. Yes, the J-E-T-S suck, suck, suck. And they're so bad that Chase Edmonds is going to cash very easily on this very manageable prop of 14.5 rush yards. Yeah, I'm not talking about Kenny Drake. I'm not talking about Kyler Murray. I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins. We are wagering, at least I am, on Chase Edmonds over 14.5 rush yards at -112. And obviously these lines can change, so you know, make sure you lock them in early. But Edmonds, I think his role is going to increase because Kenyon Drake has been the dregs of the keg from an efficiency standpoint. The bottom quarter of the NFL in yak per attempt, a guy that's not getting it done in terms of missed tackle percentage. He's not being fully utilized as a receiver out of the backfield. I think Edmonds could, you know, foresee changing of the guard here, Lundy. Maybe he gets around 35, 40% of the opportunity share. And if he can do that, then he is absolutely going to crush the over on this 14.5 total, as the Jets have given up well north of 4 yards per carry to the running back position, specifically 4.5. So low-hanging fruit of my estimation here. Fade or follow me, Edmonds over 14.5 rush yards.
Oh, I will absolutely take the over. This number is not right. It doesn't take a lot of the opportunity share for Edmonds to be able to get up over this number. I mean, look, Kenyon Drake averaging, what, 3.8 yards a carry, and Edmonds is right behind him at 3.7. But you're right. With the way Drake is playing right now, it may not be long before he is riding the pine. And if he were in last night's game, Tom Brady would be over there yelling at him. However, let's hope that's not necessarily the case here. But yes, in terms of a player prop, this is one you can feel comfortable about. I will follow.
Chase that over.
Number four.
All right, let's work in another prop tie to a different running back. This one mentioned the game that you are looking forward to watching strangely the most this weekend. That's Jacksonville and Houston. And I think you're going to probably sprinkle a little action on this one to make it even more interesting. I'm taking the over on James Robinson, 20.5 receiving yards at -112. The algos are still broken when it comes to determining what exactly the line should be for the rookie out of Illinois State. He is a certifiable workhorse, a player that's seen 80.6% of the opportunity share, and he's averaging double this number, Lundy, 40.2 receiving yards per game. He's number one among running backs in yards per reception, 11.5, number two in yards per route run, and he's posted a 93.3 catch rate this season. Mark Ingram went over this total against Houston. James Conner went over this total against Houston. And if the scoreboard at all gets lopsided in this game, the Texans are favored by 5.5. Robinson simply isn't going to leave the field, and he's going to be a favorite dump-off target of Gardner Minshew. Fade or follow, over 20.5 receiving yards for James Robinson.
And I know this is a common theme here for us on the Fade the Noise podcast, but you and I both like diving in on these receiving props when it comes to these running backs. It is something that you can easily take advantage of. You and I both talked about it when it came to David Montgomery last night. He got past that number, thankfully, in the fourth quarter. You know, these receiving numbers are a lot of times easy for these guys to hit. And when you look at it for James Robinson, look, they're going to have him out on the field. The Texans as a team are giving up 181.8 on the ground to running backs. As far as I'm concerned, you could just line up 11 running backs out there if you were Jacksonville based on how Houston's playing defense right now. And because of that, I think you could see Houston struggle defensively, which means you've got Robinson out there rushing the ball. You got him catching the ball. 20.5, give me the over.
Juggernaut James, cha-ching! Cash me some of that money, baby!
Number three.
All right, let's go to our monkeyknifefight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by Monkey Knife Fight. You have no idea what on earth I'm talking about. No, it's actually not primates fighting with knives on a ship. It's pulled from a Simpsons reference. I don't know if you knew that. It's you going against the book. You are going to try to hit the over or the under on several of the prop bets that they offer, everything under the sun, whether it's receiving yards, receptions, passing touchdowns, passing yards, or in the case of the prop we're about to reveal, fantasy points using PPR scoring. So here's what you got to do. Go to monkeyknifefight.com right now, sign up, and use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's more or less, it's simple to play. And again, you're not going up against overly stacked lineups like some other DF games. Check them out at monkeyknifefight.com. Here's the line. It's Miles Sanders, 16.5 fantasy points, and I'm taking the under on this one. Very difficult matchup for him going against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are number one and fewest adjusted line yards allowed, according to the FTN Daily offensive line and defensive line tool. On the season, the Steelers are giving up just 59.5 total yards per game, two combined touchdowns, the third fewest fantasy points overall to rushers. And Sanders, a guy who has been a picture of inefficiency on a per-touch basis, not entirely his fault because the Eagles' offensive line is in shambles, but 2.51 yak per attempt. Yuck. And he's only forced a missed tackle on 11.7% of his touches. He's been over this total a couple of times this year, but against the Steel Curtain and the Quaker State Showdown, I'm not buying that he touches 17 fantasy points. Something like 70, 75 combined yards, no touchdown for the sophomore running back out of Penn State. Fade or follow my under 16.5 fantasy points on Miles Sanders.
I think the only way he gets the over in this, Brad, is if he can find the end zone, which he's only managed to do once so far this year. And so that's why I am with you. I will follow and take the under on the totals, because you look at his total yards. He's been averaging, what, 104.7 so far on the season in terms of total yards, but he has not faced a defense like this one. In this battle of Pennsylvania, he is going to be bottled up. I agree with you. I think his total yardage winds up coming in somewhere between 75 and 80. And if he does not splash the end zone, he's not going to sniff this number for you. I know a lot of you from a fantasy perspective, you might need him. He might be the only thing you've got between bye weeks, injuries, and COVID. So you may have to trot him out there and just cross your fingers he finds the end zone. But I don't see it happening. I'm going to follow.
Man, the poor Eagles are just disheveled.
Number two.
All right, moving on back to DraftKings Sportsbook. And as Lundy had mentioned, the theme of the show, receiving yards for running backs, because these are low exploitable thresholds that we believe some of these guys are going to cross. And let's throw out another one right now. Antonio Gibson, 16.5 receiving yards. And I am taking the over against the LA Rams. You know, one of the things, the bigger takeaways from last week was the fact that Gibson finally got more involved in the pass game. A player that, you know, came in and his primary standout skill was catching the ball out of the backfield as a member of the Memphis Tigers. So the rookie, the confidence of this coaching staff is growing in him. Remember, Ron Rivera comped him to Christian McCaffrey before the season began, and now they're starting to utilize him in a kind of wide variety capacity. He's seen 8 targets the last couple of games. He's a player that's averaged 24.5 receiving yards per game, went over 80 last week against the Baltimore Ravens in a game in which Washington was scoreboard chasing. He's averaging as well an 83.3 catch percentage, and he's top 7 in yards per catch at the running back position. The best news, I should say, tied to him is the fact that Dwayne Haskins is on the pine and Kyle Allen is in the lineup, because Kyle Allen loves to check down to his rushers, and 6 RBs have gone over this number against the Rams in 4 games. LA has given up 21 receptions, 206 yards, and a touchdown through the air. Feed or follow me, Antonio Gibson, 16.5 receiving yards on the over.
Yeah, I'm going to actually take the recency bias into account here, Brad, and I'm going to take the over with you. As you mentioned, he had 82 yards last week in the game against Baltimore, including that big 40-yard catch that he had. The other thing that I like, you put it in the numbers of 83.3, 12 targets, 10 catches. This is a guy that when you get it close to him, he's going to catch it. Kyle Allen will take advantage of that. I think that what we saw last week, maybe not 82 yards receiving like he did against Baltimore, but I think what we saw last week is what Ron Rivera has talked about, the ability to use him like a Christian McCaffrey. And if that is the case, then this is a receiving number that right now you have got to jump on as a bettor, because more than likely as the season goes along, that number is going to inch up, up, and up. So take the over this week while you can get it on the cheap and cash that ticket.
Get Gibson on your betting card.
Number one.
All right, numero uno, my top player prop of week, numero cinco, DJ Moore, over 66.5 receiving yards. You might say to yourself, well, Brad, he is completely underachieved. Why just go to Robbie Anderson? By the way, Robbie Anderson's line, last I checked, I think it opened at 74.5, kind of like the over there. But I like the over for every vertical option of the Carolina Panthers. Why? Because they're facing Atlanta. The birds are deep fried and serve with a side of tartar. And right now, you know, you look at DJ Moore, even though he has underwhelmed for fantasy purposes, he is still wide receiver 6 in air yards percentage on the year at 42.7%. He's averaging north of this number, 72.0 to be exact, on 8 targets with 4.5 receptions. Yet to find the end zone because he's only seen 12.5% of the red zone target share. That's wide receiver 65 in the NFL. But Atlanta is cooked. Yeah, they get A.J. Terrell likely back off the COVID list, but they're missing 4 other starters in that defensive backfield. He's likely to see the backup Isaiah Oliver in coverage, who's given up a 130-plus passer rating to his assignments. If he gets a similar workload, what he's averaging on the season, around 8 targets, this is going to be a 75-yard, one-touchdown game. in a contest with some of that pew, pew, pew shootout appeal. So, hey, Mr. DJ, slamming the over again on 66.5 receiving yards. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, I'll tell you what, Atlanta's giving up 341.5 through the air. That is what we like to say in the business, really bad. The thing that I'm going to be looking for, Brad, you talked about the fact that DJ Moore has underwhelmed. He's only got a 56.3 catch percentage right now. He's got 32 targets, only 18 catches. He's got to improve that number. Some of that, obviously, he's quarterback dependent, and you got to make sure those are on target. But he's got to make sure that when he gets those targets, he brings them in. That's what's going to be the difference for him. But I do like the over on this one again, because basically I could throw a Nerf football to you against the Falcons and probably gain 50 yards.
Yeah, I'd probably blow out a hammy. So maybe we get 5 on that completion and be about it.
It's all about the air yards.
It is all about the air yards. It's all about the thought and the effort. And we would certainly put that in. Hopefully DJ Moore shall do the same. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Check us out on Twitter. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, which it kindly really helps out the show and its longevity. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTN Daily. And FTMBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Enjoy week number 5, and until Monday, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.